We see many images of prosperity and fertility from the period of Augustus, but we also see images of weapons and battle standards. These show that this Roman peace had been hard won through war. Now, walk away from the heads of Augustus, past the windows on your left, to the doorway into the next room. Find between the windows against the wall on your left a rectangular white marble box, a cinerary urn, number 2002.297. This means it is a container for a dead man's ashes. Look carefully at the elaborate sculpture on its sides. These are not Roman helmets and shields, but foreign war gear. They are symmetrically displayed as spoils won in war. We have learned about ancient armor by studying art objects like this, but also by examining actual armor found in the earth and written descriptions made by ancient authors. Some of this war gear seems to represent actual armies conquered by Rome, but others seem to recall past or even mythical battles. See, for example, the horned helmet made from an animal skin in the top center of each side. How many different shapes of helmets, shields, and other war gear can you find? Look first at the long side of the urn and, using your handout, check those you find. Listen as you do this to the god Jupiter in Book 1 of the Aeneid. He is prophesying the end of war under Augustus. Three times during his years in power, Augustus ceremoniously closed the doors of the Temple of Janus, the god of beginnings and endings. This ritual symbolized the end of war with the entire Roman Empire at peace. Here is Jupiter's prophecy. The terrible gates of war with their welded iron bars will stand bolted shut, and locked inside, the frenzy of civil strife will crouch down on his savage weapons, hands pinioned behind his back with 100 brazen shackles, monstrously roaring out from his bloody jaws. Finally, look carefully at each corner of the urn. That is not a person, but a tree trunk with its branches removed. It is dressed in a suit of armor and set up as a trophy. Such trophies were dedicated to Mars, the god of war, to neutralize and contain the spirit of war. The armor can no longer be used. They also represent the power of the conquering warrior who won these trophies. This imagery shows that Rome has won peace through war. Why might such a design have been carved on the dead man's urn? These images of both prosperity and of peace hard won through war also spread throughout the lands controlled by Rome. They worked like the portraits of Augustus and his family to connect even the most faraway places and people to Rome. When you have looked at this little display of weapons, walk back to the entrance to this room and to the bedroom, the cubiculum nocturnum, on your right that you peeked into earlier. Then tune in to track 7.